Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. In Matthew 6, 9-13, Jesus teaches us how to pray by giving us the Lord's Prayer. Yesterday we saw we're first to pray that our Heavenly Father's name be honored and revered in our lives. Well, Jesus next teaches us to pray that our Father's kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There are two things Jesus tells us to ask for here. First is that our Father's kingdom come, which tells us that the reign of our Almighty Father and the world He created has yet to arrive. In other words, there's presently a rebellion afoot. I remember getting a picture of what this looks like from a 2-year-old foster child who came to live with us. She was reaching for something that she shouldn't, and I said rather gently, "No, no, that's not a toy." And for that, I received an angry glare. And she turned around to grab it again. So I changed my tone and I said more firmly, "No, you leave that alone." And to my surprise, this little one whirled around glaring at me, and she balled up her little fist and raised it at me menacingly. I couldn't help but laugh at the gall of this small child, living under my roof, eating my food, receiving my care. And now this little 30-pound rebel was shaking her fist at me, ready to overthrow my rule. Psalm 2 talks about how God sits in heaven and laughs when the folks on earth seek to overthrow His reign. And we should probably laugh at ourselves as well, because we too often do the same thing. Our every disobedience is refusal to trust our Father knows better than we what is good for us in His world. We think that if we give God total control, we will not be happy and whole. We fear God's reign will leave us miserable and lacking. Adam and Eve were not thinking, "Hey, let's be evil and ruin our lives and all of humanity too." No, they wanted to be happy, and they thought God was holding out. His rule was keeping them from thriving. So they grabbed at what God said no to, and we've been stuck in this cycle of rebellion ever since. Every evil in our world shows us that God's rule and reign is not yet visible, which is why we need to pray that our Heavenly Father's kingdom come and our Father's will be done. Speaking of fathers, do you realize that every person you ever meet is living to please their Father? Everyone you ever meet is living to do their Father's will. In John 8:42, Jesus says to a hostile group, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me." Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. Did you hear that? Jesus said, if God is our Father, we will love Jesus and hear His voice. If we don't receive Jesus' words, the devil is our father, and we're doing his will, carrying out his desires. That's a scary thought. You will always be doing your father's will. So who are you going to pick? Why not trust your creative Father, who gave the greatest gift he could to show his love for you? God the Father sent his own Son to die in the place of us rebels. That is why Jesus said, "Come to me, and you will find rest for your souls." The final line of Psalm 2 tells us, "Happy are all who take refuge in Him." Happiness is only found by turning to the Anointed One of Psalm 2, and that is Jesus Christ. And aren't we all looking for happiness? Yet how many of us find ourselves restless, finding only temporary joys, perhaps even stuck in an endless cycle of sin and misery because we keep saying, "My will be done," never realizing we're being hoodwinked by the most miserable creature ever, the father of lies, who lives to make others as miserable as him. Let me quote Dr. Phil at this point. So how's that working for you? And in closing, let's now get on the right track by praying every day as Jesus taught us to pray, and making it specific, praying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth in this horrible week, in this person's life, in this impossible problem, in my weariness, and then live confident that our Father will begin to make visible what is not yet. And as your desires change, you will find happiness. But more, you'll actually discover happiness is not the end goal to pursue. It is rather the byproduct of knowing the prime product, God Himself, if you allow me to put it that way. You were created to be in relationship with your Maker, who is your Father. Remember who you are and who you belong to. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.